A multifaceted response to the delicate and urgent challenge of sexual abuse in the church. That's what Cardinal Levada offered participants on the opening day of the conference, highlighting actions already taken by the popes and his Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith over the decades since the scandals began making news headlines. Speaking of the document introduced by Pope John Paul in 2001 on the most serious crimes to be dealt with by the Congregation, revised and updated by Pope Benedict in 2010, the Cardinal said the Holy See was able to ensure a coordinated response to the more than 4,000 cases of sexual abuse that were reported over the past decade. But he said it became increasingly clear that an exclusively canonical response was an inadequate way of dealing with the tragedy, a realisation that led to the drawing up of a circular letter to assist bishops' conferences in developing guidelines for dealing with abuse cases. That letter, dated May the 3rd, 2011, invites bishops the world over to pay attention to the formation of clergy, to ensure protection of the young and vulnerable in their care, and to respond to victims who come forward seeking remedy or help. The first need of most victims, the Cardinal said, is to be heard and to know that the Church listens to their stories, understands the gravity of their abuse, and accompanies them on the long path towards healing. That's why Pope Benedict has met personally with victims during his many pastoral visits to the UK, Malta, Germany, Australia, or the United States. That's also why, in his letter to Catholics in Ireland, the Pope told victims, "You have suffered grievously, and I am truly sorry. I know that nothing can undo the wrong you have endured. Your trust has been betrayed and your dignity has been violated." The four-day conference will deal with many aspects of abuse, including child protection policy, cooperation with civil authorities, seminary formation, or how to deal with abuser priests. But it will perhaps be this belated recognition of the suffering and betrayal of so many victims that can provide the most effective tools on the long road to healing and renewal. I'm Philippa Hitchin.